नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय Today we're continuing in Srimad Bhagavatam, the 10th canto, 19th chapter, and we're reading text 8, 9, 10, and then 11 is on the board, right? So we'll do text 8. Tam apatantam parito devagnim gopascha gava prasamiksha bittaha Uchus cha krishnam sabalam prapana yatha harim mityu payar dita janaha. Translation: all the cowherd boys stared at the forest fire attacking them on all sides. They became fearful. The boys then approached Krishna and Balaram for shelter. Just as those who were disturbed by the fear of death approached the Supreme Personality of Godhead, the boys addressed them as follows: Krishna, Krishna, Mahavira, Hey Ramamoga Vikrama, Devagnina Dayamanam, Prapanams Tatram Arhataha. Translation: the cowherd boys said, O Krishna, Krishna, most powerful one, O Rama, you whose prowess never fails, please save your devotees who are about to be burned by this forest fire and have come to take shelter of you. Text 10. Nunam trad bandava Krishna nacharhant yavasidi tum vayamhi sarva dharma gya Tvannatastvat parayanaha. Translation: Krishna, certainly your own friends shouldn't be destroyed. O knower of the nature of all things, we have accepted you as our Lord, and we are soul surrendered unto you. Text 11. Sri Sukha Uvacha Vacho Nisamya Kripanam Bandhunam Bhagavan Hari Nimila Yatama Baista Lochan Ityabas Lochanan Ityabasata Sri Sukha Uvacha. Sri Sukadev Goswami said, Vachaha, the words, Nishamya, hearing, Kripanam, pitiful, Manunam, of his friends, Bhagavan, the Supreme Personality of Godhead. Harihi, Hari, Nimilayata, just close, Mabaista, do not be afraid, Lochanani, your eyes, Iti, thus, Abhasata, he spoke. Translation: Sukadev Goswami said, hearing these pitiful words from his friends, the Supreme Lord Krishna told them, just close your eyes and do not be afraid. Purport: this verse clearly reveals the simple sublime relationship between Krishna and his pure devotees. The absolute truth, the Supreme Almighty Lord, is actually a young, blissful cowherd boy named Krishna. God is youthful, and his mentality is playful. When he saw that his beloved friends were terrified of the forest fire, he simply told them to close their eyes and not be afraid. Then Lord Krishna acted as described in the next verse. Can repeat? Sukadeva Goswami said, hearing these pitiful words from his friends, the Supreme Lord Krishna told them, just close your eyes and do not be afraid.
Makinatanam Dasyaginantana Savakayo Chaksura Murutam Jaina Tasmai Sri Gurvaina Maha Sri Chaitanya Manobhistam Stapitam Jaina Bhutale Swaya Upakadamayam Dadatu Svapadantakam Panchakopa Tirubhishcha Kripa Sindhubhya Evacha Patitanam Bhavanebhyo Vaishnavebhyo Namo Namaha Jai Sri Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu Nityananda Sri Advaita Gadadhara Sivasri Gaura Bhaktavinda Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare.
Hare Krishna. So, I was just saying, I heard yesterday's class from Akinchana, Krishna Prabhu, it was a very nice class describing the cows, the necessity of the cows. And we see, of course, Krishna's cowherd boy. But the cows got away. So he wasn't doing his job. I've often said when I moved into a temple, I went from a city at the time, Philadelphia was the fifth biggest city in the USA. It was like 5 million people or so. And I said, I never saw a cow other than pictures. I actually never saw a cow until I moved into the temple. And then I didn't see a cow either. I went to Pittsburgh, which was another city. But then very quickly, Kirtanananda brought myself and my friend to New Vrindavan. Then I got to see these cows. And cows, we always, when I was a kid, even the milk suppliers, they would say, milk from contented cows. Cows, their whole life is to be content. Very simple. A very simple lifestyle. They're born and they start eating. Well, they drink their mother's milk. But then their whole life, what are they doing? Eating in the pasture, roaming. Literally roaming here and there. That's why you have cowherd boys. Cows are very funny. They can go this way, that way. And they're always looking for something to eat. They have three stomachs. So that's a lot of digestion going on. Prabhupada said it's such a miracle. They just eat grass. So they do eat grass, you give them grain, some hay, and they turn it into milk. You can't do anything with this grass. It's, I have no use for you. But they'll eat it. And they turn it into the miracle food, milk. But they're very interesting cows. I learned in New Vrindavan. As Prabhupada would say, they're persons. He said, dog's person. Everything is person because it has personality. We see that with the animals that we let into our lives. Cows, of course, here in Vrindavan, we're very fortunate still. Cows everywhere. I remember it was about more than 10 years ago. We were in Delhi and still there were some cows roaming around in the streets. But then there was the plan, government plan, all gone, disappeared. All the cows from Delhi, here and there, everywhere, displacing these cows. I learned in New Vrindavan, even though they look like they're just going here and there, they actually follow very much one another. In the ground, there would always be these pathways through the hills, this way, that way. One cow went there, the other cow would go there. When Prabhupada came in 1972, they had just purchased some of their new cows. Of course, the first cow's name was Sarabi. Then they had a Kalia. She was black.
black in color horns.
So she was there in the beginning.
And then Prabhupada came, it was 4 years later. And he was at Bahulabang, the farm.
You would have to travel up the hill, like a half a kilometer up the hill.
Govardhan Hill in New Vrindavan. They had their Govardhan Hill. So the cows were always roaming around. Lots of grass to eat all through the season. And the devotee said, Prabhupada, the cow up on the hill, that's Kaliya. She was here when you came years ago. So she's the one cow that was here in the beginning and she's still here now. The cow is way up on the hill, but visible. She was within eyesight. And Prabhupada just looked and said, oh, yes. And then the cow turned and it just bounded down the hill. And then there's a picture. You'll see Prabhupada on a morning walk and there's this black cow in the front leading the way. That's Kaliya. The cow came down to see Prabhupada there in New Vrindavan and then led the way. Prabhupada was also careful around cows. I remember being here in his room and devotee said, Prabhupada, you were gored by a bull. Prabhupada said, yes. He said, maybe it was a cow. Of course, it doesn't matter if it has horns. They can be just as troublesome, scary. Like we see the cowherd boys. All their cows, they look for nice grasses elsewhere. They're always looking for fresher, greener, nicer grasses. In New Vrindavan, we had these apple trees, wild, wild apple trees. But they were still apples. So when the apples would fall, you actually had to keep the cows out from the trees, from the apples, because they'll eat and they'll not stop eating. They'll just keep eating and eating and eating, literally until nothing fits in them. They're like that. Cows are like that. But they're very wonderful. And I saw they all have personalities. Of course, we dealt mostly with cows, calves, only a few bulls or some oxen they were training. But the cows are who you worked with all day. Early in the morning, simple living, 6 o'clock in the morning, the cows already know. They're running down the hills. I see videos sometime. Woman yodeling, and the cows come because she's yodeling. You could play anything to the cows, they'll come down. If they know it's time to eat, you put the grain in their spot. They all have their respective spots. And they all go into that spot. Some extra hungry ones, sometimes they'll steal it from the first spot as they come into the barn. And as soon as they see grain, they'll start eating. Then the cow who's supposed to come there will come, and then they'll have a little argument, a little tussle. Sometimes when you're milking them, I went from being an accountant to milking cows. Just like that. That was Prabhupada's potency. He could take you from just counting numbers. That's all I did was count numbers. And then 1 week later, I was sitting on a little three-legged stool being taught how to squeeze the cow's teats. And they're all individuals. Some of them are very easy, and they like it. Some of the other ones don't try to kick you. Their hind leg. That's why you see the cowherd boys here. They tied a rope around the legs, the hind legs. That way they can. They're tugging. Tugging on them as they give their milk. We just heard this morning, you mentioned this morning about the cows. Unlimited. Unlimited milk. As much as you want. We felt like that in New Vrindavan. We would have a bucket this big.
You would fill that bucket up with some of the cows. You would become tired milking these cows. And every Saturday, all the milk from the cows, they would turn it into sweet rice for the Sunday feast. That was a new Vrindavan. We ate very austerely all week long. And Sunday would have a big feast. So the cow milkers in New Vrindavan, they were kind of like the pujaris here. Because pujaris get a lot of mahaprasadam. No one will deny it. So the cow milkers, they were also the ones that made the sweet rice. So they made sure they got a lot of sweet rice. Very excellent sweet rice in New Vrindavan. Full cream milk. I'm sure you do the same thing here. So these cows were just wandering around doing what they do. I was wondering, why did they wander away from Krishna? Everything in Vrindavan centered around Krishna. Because he wanted them to, because he had to have this pastime, this fire. We're all on a blazing fire all the time. This fire, it said, it completely surrounded them on all sides. And what do when we're afraid? You know, what is the animal? The ostrich? The ostrich, when it's afraid, puts its head, digs a little hole, puts its head in the ground when it's scared. Rabbits do the same thing. Different living entities, when they're afraid, you just close your eyes. And Krishna's saying, just close your eyes. Don't worry. That's a wonderful phrase. Don't worry. I've got everything under control. Always has everything under control. I wanted to read something this morning. This is from Gargamuni. For those of you who don't know, Gargamuni now, he's on social media every day, and he posts a very nice statement from Prabhupada. I wanted to read this one. Prabhupada's talking. This is in December 12, 1973. I was with Prabhupada at that time. I had been with him for over a year. And Prabhupada's here in Los Angeles on the morning walk. And he says, unless we take care of the books and preach and read ourselves, understand the philosophy, this Hare Krishna will be finished within a few years. Because there will be no life. Because there will be no life. How long one can artificially go on? Hare Krishna, Hare Bol. Prabhupada will always do something practical. He liked seeing us chanting Hare Krishna, chanting in the temple. But there were these other activities. That will be artificial. He's saying, Hare Krishna, Hare Bol. That will be artificial. No life. Without preaching, without understanding philosophy, you cannot keep your strength. Everyone should be thoroughly well conversed with the philosophy which we are putting. That means you must read thoroughly every day. We've been stressing that a lot here in the temple, how important this program is. Myself, I realized more and more being with Prabhupada, how he made sure we were attending the morning program every day, as he attended it every day. And here in Vrindavan, as Daivashakti was saying as well, and I experienced Prabhupada would sit under the tamal tree in his rocking chair, and he would listen to his disciples give Bhagavad Gita class here in his temple room in the evening, just like we have in the evening here. He would sit there, and I felt very fortunate
that I was sitting by him. Prabhupada always knew I was useless other than what I was doing for him. Because I would think, what if he asked me to speak? How could I speak? Could never say anything in front of him. Of course he didn't. But he had his sannyasis giving class in the evening. One was the temple commander at the time. So this is 1974. The temple wasn't open yet. It wasn't finished. But there were a number of devotees staying there and helping. And Prabhupada would listen very intently. And I could see, I was just sitting on the marble floor. Sometimes Prabhupada, he would move around a little when he was stationary, even when he was sitting. I've always mentioned there are two very famous times. Prabhupada was sitting in his chair and his leg was going like this. His right leg. I was on an airplane with him many, many times. And the one time sitting right beside him and my leg was going like this. He said, "Don't do that. Very bad." I didn't even ask him. I just assumed, all right, this is not good. "Very bad," he said. You know, Lokanath Swami, he said the same thing here, sitting in front of Prabhupada, Radha Damodar. He didn't. He saw that leg. "Very bad." That's what he would say. "Don't do that." But there were two times while other people were speaking. I mentioned the one in Kurukshetra, where Prabhupada had to sit and tolerate one nonsense rascal speaker after another. After another in Kurukshetra. And they're speaking from Bhagavad Gita, but no one's speaking about Krishna. And the longer they spoke, Prabhupada's leg just, he just wanted to rip the whole place apart, every one of them. Yes. We say devotees humble, not interested in any praise, any, but boy, you insult one of the devotees. You insult the Supreme Personality of Godhead. It was rage. And I said, finally Prabhupada got his chance to speak, and he condemned everyone, all rascals. He said, "You'll never come together. You don't have the center. Krishna." He said, "Not one of you have mentioned Krishna in Kurukshetra." He said, "How is it possible?" And the other time was with Cardinal Danilo, speaking more nonsense philosophy. That's the only thing Prabhupada didn't like. Anyone, especially if his disciples started talking nonsense, started doing nonsense. I said Prabhupada would become red like that fire. We're talking about this fire. Prabhupada would get on fire. Look what he says here in what I read. He said it can all be finished in no time. If you're a bunch of dead men, dead women sitting here in the temple, like so many other temples, just sitting, watching the hundi, who's putting something in there? He said, dead temple. Why? Everyone comes here for this kirtan all day long. Prabhupada gave us that life. But we have to keep it going all of the time. I didn't finish reading. I want to... Okay. That means you must read thoroughly. Not just read every day. Read thoroughly. Prabhupada would always say, from different angles of vision. Each and every word. Yes? So many books we have got. And Bhagavata is so perfect that any verse you read, you get a new enlightenment. It's so nice. Either Bhagavad Gita or Bhagavata. But it is not ordinary writing. It is not the opinion. We're not interested in anyone's opinion.
We are placing as it is without opinion.
Then there's one other little thing.
This rumor, this comes 2 years later. This rumor that within a few years there will be police repression and people will have no more money to buy books and Sankirtan will stop is completely bogus. Whoever told you that is a rascal saying it in my name.
We hear this many times. I also hear men. Prabhupada said this. Prabhupada called me into his room, 1973. We had the In God We Trust party. That was our Vaishnava government party. Started in Atlanta, Rupanuga, Balavanta, a few other people. We were even going to have one devotee run for president. He was going to run for president of the United States. So I hear the bell ring, Los Angeles, I come in the room. Prabhupada looks at me. He said, go on, speak. So Sannyasi said, well, Prabhupada, the devotee said that you said that on, I'll just pick a date, May 8th, 1976, World War III will begin. Prabhupada said, I said? Yes, Prabhupada, devotee said that Sri Tikirti said that you said World War III is going to start on this day. Prabhupada looked at me. He said, did you say that? Prabhupada, I didn't say anything about any war. Just shook his head. He said, just see. He said, they'll say, Prabhupada said this, Prabhupada said that. He said, but if you didn't hear me say it, I didn't say it. So many Prabhupada says, everything is in my books. And he's telling us, read these books thoroughly so you understand the philosophy. Whoever told you that is a rascal saying it in my name. I never said that. Rather, the Sankirtan movement will expand, continuing, so long as we are sincere. Has nothing to do with anything external going on in this world. Famines, wars, fires. We're talking about fire now. Fires, there's going to be lots of fires. USA will be burning. Already forest fires have started 1 month early in the United States. Their biggest reservoir in the West Coast that gives all the water to all those people living nicely, Los Angeles, San Diego, all those places. It's 30% full. It's the lowest it's ever been since they created the reservoir. These things are all lying ahead. But Prabhupada says, don't mind. When I came in the beginning, I began to expand it, and it is now going on, and there's no question of stopping. Therefore, go on with your life, time plans, making secure and distributing of books. There is no cessation. This movement is eternal. So I just read the other one. He said it could be finished in no time. It's eternal. We'd always, I remember back in those days, we would say that. We would talk about the train. You know, ISKCON had a train. We're all on board the train, taking us back home, back to Godhead. And it was said, if you want, you can jump on the train. You can be part of it. But if you don't, as Prabhupada says, it's going to go on. This is Lord Chaitanya's Sankirtan movement. Can't be stopped. Saw this morning, Sankirtan movement. What a wonderful place Vrindavan is. You don't even go outside the temple grounds. You're doing Harinam, so many people, hundreds, thousands of people coming in to chant. Such opportunity Prabhupada has given everyone. So the cows,
The cows are wandering. Of course, Krishna's going to take care of the cows. He's going to take care of all the cowherd boys. I told you, from the very moment I met Srila Prabhupada, he brought me intimately into Krishna's pastimes. From the very first moment, when he looked at me, he said, "I like the cowherd boys very much." 2 years later, he said the exact same thing. And I thought, Prabhupada's so wonderful. Then he told that story. He said, "I just want to go back home and eat kachuri and laddu with Krishna." That's what he sees. We're reading these story after story. Prabhupada's living story after story. As I read Krishna book, we have our Krishna book reading today, 4:30 to 5:30. Again, it was my very first service to Prabhupada, reading Krishna book. Then he brings me here to Vrindavan. I was with him at Radha Damodar temple for a week when the monkey stole his slipper. Prabhupada and I, side by side, trying to get a slipper back from a monkey. When it was all done, I thought, how is this possible? I'm here in Vrindavan, Prabhupada's jumping up and down. He's jumping up and down, trying to grab his slipper. Rascal, he kept saying, rascal, rascal. And then I got the sweets. He said, "Do you know what to do?" I didn't know anything. I never knew what a... I saw monkeys in a zoo. That I had seen. Now I'm living with monkeys. Every day they stare at me, make faces. "Go ahead, just try. Open the door. I'm not afraid of you." That's what they're like here. They look at you, stare you down. It was staring us down, and Prabhupada, "Rascal, rascal." Then I got the sweets. He said, he's telling me everything what to do, right here in Vrindavan, how to deal with the monkeys. What good fortune. Who can have such fortune? So he showed me. And I learned very quickly, monkeys are far superior. Prabhupada said they have mystic powers. He said, in a second, boom, come in a room, take your bananas out the door. You don't even see them, they're so fast. But I put the sweet up, and the monkey grabbed the sweet as it was offering me the slipper. But he took the slipper three times. I told you, everything was three times. Three times. After the third time, he spoiled it. Ripped his slipper, chewed on it, teeth marks. You look at the monkey's mouth, they have big fangs. They don't have teeth like us. They have fangs. They're dangerous. So then Prabhupada said, "Ah, he's ruined it. His little 100 rupee slippers, plastic. They're plastic slippers. They're crisscross, tan ones." So then Prabhupada went in the room, and then the monkey left the slipper off the roof exposed just to tempt me. He knew what he was doing. Even the monkey, whose intelligence is there, left it there just to seduce me. So I'm looking at the slipper, and then Girish, who's my godbrother, he was 12 years old, young boy, him and his brother, said, "Girish, go get Prabhupada's slipper." I didn't think anything of it. I didn't know anything. So he goes up on the roof, up the stairs, and the whole roof is vacant, nothing. As soon as he put his hand on the slipper, they appeared, like out of nowhere, a dozen monkeys. We know they do this. And they all just surround and showing their teeth and ready. He's screaming, "Srutakirti, help!" I was right down. So now it already has Prabhupada's slippers. So now I go and get the Prabhupada's cane right inside the door, right by the door. That's where you put your cane.
when you're old, right by the door, right? So I got Prabhupada's cane. He wasn't old. And I came out and I threw it up the grish and swung it around and all the monkeys left. Then he came down and he gave me the slipper and there was one little separate piece the monkey bit, ripped off. So I come into Prabhupada's room. I offer obeisances and I'm holding up the chewed on, slobbered on, bitten slipper. And Prabhupada looked at it. He said, "Can you fix it?" I said, "Yes, Prabhupada." He said, "Okay, fix it." He said, "It's not so bad. Who would do that?" So he took that slipper, I took it, sent somebody for a little glue or something, patched it back on. I was so proud. I brought it in to Prabhupada. "Your slippers, very good," he said. Put them there. He kept wearing them the whole time he was in Vrindavan. Didn't say, "I can't wear it." It was the ruchi now. Monkey chewed on them, spit on them. No. No. This was Prabhupada. They were his slippers and he wasn't going to buy another pair. Why spend money? He said, "They're still good." I told you, it was later on. We went to Hyderabad and finally we got him a new pair of slippers. Those slippers I gave to my godbrother Kirti Raj. They're in Alachua. They have a special altar in a glass case. He won't even let me touch them. Such is life. We'll end here. You can only ask questions about cows, or monkeys, or fires. You can ask those questions. Any questions? You can ask any question. Otherwise, I'll go on for a little bit. Daiva Shakti Mataji. Daiva Shakti is giving class this evening from 6 p.m. to 7 p.m. You should all be there. Balaram Hall. Yes? No, if I was, I'd be doing it right outside my room. No, I heard that he... Go ahead. Yeah, he said you get a dead monkey, you hang him, and they will come around. But so many coming to Mangal Arati this morning, literally dozens and dozens of them sitting because it's getting lighter out now, so they're up earlier to harass. But we can just close our eyes and pray to Krishna. He'll take care of everything. That was the one. And of course, there was when Prabhupada was talking to the monkey when he lived upstairs. Guru Das and Jamuna, they used to live upstairs. Prabhupada lived downstairs and there's two things. And above that, there was a nice room. So they were staying there. And Jamuna tells the monkey used to come and harass her all the time. She'd have to give it chapatis or whatever every day while she's cooking and come. Like they do, you hear them. You know, they pound on the roofs and they shake everything. So then Prabhupada moved up there. They were painting his rooms. His rooms downstairs, his sitting room and the kitchen. So they were painting, so Prabhupada moved up there for some time. That's when the monkey stole his slipper. But also this monkey was coming. And Jamuna, she realized this monkey would come now is going to bother Prabhupada. It's going to harass him. So she ran upstairs. Because they're also regulated. They're also persons. Everyone has their routine. Cows have their routine. Monkeys have their routine. We have a routine. So she went up and she saw Prabhupada talking to the monkey. She said he was talking monkey talk. Jamuna is a very reliable source. Some stories I hear, frankly, I'll tell you, I don't know what to think, but Jamuna is guaranteed. And then the monkey went away. So she asked Prabhupada what happened. He said, I told him, don't bother us here anymore. The monkey didn't come anymore. So that was Prabhupada. Everyone, giving everyone an opportunity in Krishna consciousness. Anything else? When people would come to New Vrindavan, like I said, I was from the city. So everyone who were coming devotee in the U.S., where were they living? They were all living in the cities. Preaching was going on in the cities. Everyone, we were all city folk. You say city folk. I have no idea. I moved to New Vrindavan, this farm, big farm, just a little house. That was, like you do, they had a small house and a huge barn. You could fit five houses in the barn. And then they had the milk house and this house. There's so many places, but just a little house to live in. With no running water, a well outside, an outhouse. An outhouse is your bathroom, also everything outside. So we learned how to milk the cows. Every day I was milking six cows. For a few months I did that, twice a day. And then when the guests came, devotees would come for Janmashtami festival. So many devotees would come to the farm, New Vrindavan, the farm. Imagine, Prabhupada's telling everyone, come live on the farm. So we're still telling, come live on the farm. And people would come just to see you milk a cow. It was like extraordinary. There's so much milk inside these cows. How can it be? And I told you, then you would say to them, This cow's transcendental. Even has a lotus flower birthmark on its teeth. And they're going, it's very special, this milk. They're going, yeah. Say the lotus flower on its teeth. You want to see it? And they come. Milk all over them. Krishna's milk, looking for the lotus flower. So that's us. We have no idea what we're doing. Krishna Balaram there with the cowherd boys. We have to learn these things. You want to go back home, back to Godhead. It's Goloka Vrindavan. Vrindavan. We need to get in touch with all these nice little animals, especially the cows. Every morning I offer my respects to cows. They stand by gate number 3 because they get chapatis. They store, the security store chapatis there. Yes. It's very wonderful. Anything else? No? Everyone's quiet? Okay. Srila Prabhupada ki jai. Hare Krishna.